answers we're all taken care of. But if you're visiting with us this morning, we welcome you. We're grateful that you're here. Since we're in a time of fasting, and you know, I believe that there's more people fasting this time than there has been in the past, and we're so grateful. We really are. There's a work that God is doing inside of each and every one of us. There is a work, and there's a hunger and a thirsting. Some that have never fasted before are fasting, and whether it's a meal or a day or 3 days, whatever it is, we just want to say thank you for joining in with us when we just want to press in to the Lord, when we want to get rid of who we are and fill ourselves up with Him. Amen? Where we want Him more than we want food. And it's, you know, it's been a week or whatever, and I don't know about you guys, but I feel amazing this morning. I do. I feel great. My pants fit. I can see my belt buckle. I mean, good things happen on that end too. But, you know, I'm just so grateful for what God is doing in the spirit realm. Where's Tracy? Oh, she shared the night before? I can't remember. She shared last night before. There's a lady that she's been praying with, which she shared in front of the church that has MS. She's had MS, and every time Tracy goes and prays for her, she says, hey, get your pants on because we're walking out of here. Get your pants on because we're walking out of here. And then she said, well, you know, that'll happen one day. And she hasn't been able to smell for 4 or 5 years, you said? Oh, her caretaker hasn't been able to smell for 4 or 5 years. And so Tracy went in and she said, really? Well, today you're getting ready to smell. And so they prayed, and a couple minutes later, the lady said, Trey said, you smell that? She goes, yeah, and you're chewing spearmint gum. And it's the first time in 4 or 5 years that she's been able to smell. So, but you know, when we're fasting and praying, then we're sensitive to what God wants us to do and say. And the more sensitive we are and the more boldness we have to just simply do what He's asked, at that moment, transformation comes. Because we sang, you know, earlier, and I just love that one line, you know, when that stone was rolled away, what do you think that stone was going to do when God told it to move? You know, I just love that thought process. But there's other miracles that God wants to do in the midst of this fast. And I believe He wants to do them through each and every one. Tell your neighbor, say, that's through you. Tell your other neighbor, say, and through you. Larry, did you say anything? Larry, don't make me come down there, all right? Oh, help me, Jesus. So what we want to do, since it is a time of prayer and fasting, I've asked a few to come on up, and we're going to spend some more time in prayer. Come on. Mike, come on up too. And we're just going to take some time and... if that's all right with y'all, because the Bible says that my house will be a house of
prayer.
And you know, if it's the one thing that's neglected a lot is prayer in people's lives. And unfortunately, in the church, in the day that we're living in, some people now worship and prayer and worship lasts, you know, 20 minutes. And then they sneak the word in there also. But I believe that as we worship the Lord with all of our hearts and then we go before the Lord in prayer, He is the God that hears and answers. He's one that answers our prayer. So this morning, we're going to spend a few moments and just, to, you know, if there's anything that God's doing in you, in your life or something that you have need of, feel free to pray also by yourself right there where you're at. But I just really believe this is a time, I think our nation needs some prayer. You know why the nation needs prayer? Because we need prayer. Because we make up the nation as the church. And God's called us to do some stuff that we've maybe been holding back on or neglecting. And I believe this is a time to press in, to lay aside the things of this world, and then step up and do what God's called us to do. You know, I was thinking about this earlier. I think there was 75 million Christians or something like that in the country. I forget exactly how many. But if each person discipled one person, half the country is a Christian. If each person discipled one person, we double in this country. And then each of those one, there's nothing we can't do. The problem is the church. not pressing into what we were called to do. We can't look at the world and condemn them. They're already condemned, the Bible says, right? They condemn themselves, the scripture says. We're the light of the world. So when we pray, we're praying for the heathen, we're praying for the lost, we're praying for transformation in our hearts. And it's our desire this year that every single person in here and everybody watching, everyone disciples one person this year. Because if each one of us find one and we disciple them, it changes the whole landscape of the counties that we live in. Amen? Well, we were praying downstairs in the prayer room this week. God just showed a beautiful picture. We were there the one night. And all I could think of was, welcome to Rock Solid Church, the oasis. And you know, it is. Because right here, look at your neighbor. You know they love you. Look at your other neighbor. They're trying to. All right? But you're accepted here, no matter what. It's a place that you can rest. It's a place that you can enjoy. It's a place that you can shout if you want to. It's a place that you can dance before the Lord. It's a place that you can pray out loud, and everybody says you're not crazy. Outside of here, they all think you're a little nuts. And my pastor used to always say, well, we're all nuts, but we're screwed on the right bolt. And so as we walk through our lives, we walk it out. This is a place that you are to come and to be strengthened in the name of Jesus. To find that rest, that strength, that empowerment now in the body of believers, so that as we walk out of here, we take the message to every single person we find. Amen? It's a place of strength. And so I just want to welcome you to the oasis at Rock Solid Church, where the presence of God is always here. Amen? Amen. It's always here because you're here. Where two or more gathered are in their midst. And it's a place of strengthening regeneration. It's a place of agreement because we agree with the Word of God. And every one of us, it's about taking our lives and submitting it to the Word of God. There's the standard for everything we do. It's the standard for marriage. It's the standard for money. It's the standard for jobs. It's the standard for raising children. It's the standard for our desires. All of the dreams and the visions, the Word of God is the standard for all of them across the board. We all fall under that. And in the midst of that, there's great freedom in the body of Christ. Amen? The Bible says in Revelation 3, verses 2 through 3, it says, wake up. And strengthen the things that remain, which were about to die. For I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of my God. So remember what you have received and heard, and keep it and repent. Therefore, if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief in the night, and you will not know at what hour I will come. And he's talking about the church in Sardis. And the church of Sardis, they thought they were spiritual, and they thought everything was okay. How much has that been like America these days? Right? Right now, I believe we're living in a time where God has pulled back the veil and we can see the darkness. How easy is it to see, right? The enemy has overplayed his hand like he always does. But so much of the church has been walking around and living almost like the world. So much of the church has been doing the same thing the world has been doing, nothing different. Thinking that everything was fine. This is America, the land of the free, the home of the brave, right? It's a Christian nation based on Christian principles. And then all of a sudden, the veil's been pulled back. And we can see what's been going on behind the scenes. That veil's been pulled back on the church, too, to be able to see what's been going on behind the scenes in the house of God. It's all across the board. And you know what? I believe that God is just allowing us to see and see how ugly it is out there. Stop looking forward to it, looking for it to satisfy in any way, shape, or form. And I believe it's a time where he's saying, wake up and strengthen the things that remain. Strengthen the things that remain. You're here. You're the remnant. You're the remnant. Listen, churches have been closing down all around Hudson. You're the remnant. Whether it's Columbia, Green, the different counties around, there is a remnant, and he's saying to the remnant, I believe this morning, wake up. Wake up, guys. We can't just do life like we were doing it. It's going to take a little bit more than just coming and hanging out at church. And I believe that what he wants to do this year, and I'm telling you, we're going to pound it all year long, is that each one of us have been called to do one thing, and that's disciple.
That's right.
One thing. The first thing he said, disciple. And that's where we're going to have to go. Most of the time, as I shared before when we sat with the brother from Iran who's working in the underground church there, and he said the biggest reason, the biggest issue in the American church is the Americans don't want to be inconvenienced. And isn't that true? How many have a plan for this afternoon, and heaven forbid this service goes too long? But this is how we think, and this is how we plan and we plot our days. But how much of it has to do with the kingdom of God, and how much of it has to do with our plans and our purposes? But the Bible says that he said, strengthen the things that remain. And this is why we're here this morning. And in prayer, we get strengthened. Amen? In worship, we get strengthened. When we pray with one another and for one another, we get strengthened. And when we sing with all of our hearts, we get stronger, as it was prayed earlier, to shout at the storms that are coming. You know, I want to just skip over to Hebrews chapter 11. And everybody loves Hebrews, right? Chapter 11. Verse 1. It's 12. But we're going to skip down to verse 32. Because we know that faith is substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We know that, right? And we hear about the heroes of faith. But I want to skip down to verse 32 because it's about those that are going to remain. We're going to have to walk through some stuff. Amen? And in verse 32, and he says, and what more shall I say, for time will fail me, if I tell of Gideon and Barak, Samson, Japheth, and David and Samuel and the prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms. In order to conquer a kingdom, you're going to have to go to war. Amen? There's a battle ahead in each one of our lives. Every time, it seems like every time there's a battle, the Christians take off running the other way. Or else they hang their head. Or else we wonder, what are we going to do now? The same thing we did before. Listen, we're in the army of God, right? And good soldiers don't entangle themselves in the affairs of this world, the Bible says. So when we're prepared week after week, month after month, year after year in the kingdom of God, then when the battle comes, we're prepared. And what happens when we go to battle? We conquer. That's what the word of God says. They conquered kingdoms. And the greatest kingdom you're ever going to conquer is in your mind. That's the biggest thing you're ever going to have to conquer, are the thoughts in your mind. But it goes on to say, who by faith conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness. It didn't say only when people were being nice to them. Performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, and shut the mouths of lions, quenched the power of the fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war. Became mighty where?
War.
Became mighty in war. They didn't become mighty sitting on a couch. It didn't become mighty sitting there watching TV all hours of the day and night. Oh, this is my time. I just want to get down and sit there for hours and hours and hours and on end. That's not how you win a war. Nobody ever did. And put foreign enemies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their release, so that they might obtain a better resurrection. They were tortured. They were put in prison. They didn't even ask to get out. They just started discipling people in there because they knew there was a better resurrection coming. So that they might obtain a better resurrection, and others experience mockings. How many times we go home crying? They didn't like me. They made fun of me. He said, just because you're a Christian, you're weak, you're a loser, you're a wacko, you believe that fairy tale stuff. Oh. How many times? How many times a minute someone doesn't agree,
The minute someone belittles you or berates us as the body of Christ, and the next thing we know, we get frustrated, get mad, that's it, I'm done. I'll go back to what I can do with my hands. I'll go back to what I know. You see, those heroes of faith, they all walk through these things, and I believe that some of these things are coming because it says so in the Word. But we're going to have to be those that aren't afraid. Tell your neighbor, say, I ain't scared. All right. And others experience mockings and scourgings. Yes, also chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were tempted. They were put to death with the sword. And they went about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground, all these having gained approval through their faith. That's how they gained approval. Because no matter what came, they walked in faith. And I believe that's what God's saying to the church. We're supposed to be the ones that say, hey, come on, don't worry about what's going on around out there. Follow me as I follow Christ. We're supposed to be the one that says, hey, there's hope. We've got a hope for all of you that are walking out there. You're worried. You're scared. We're not. Come on. We're not supposed to be the ones that are sitting there, oh, what are we going to do? Good golly. Stop it. We're going to do what we were trained to do. Preach Christ and Him crucified. And all these, having gained approval through faith, did not receive what was promised, because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect. No matter what we're going to go through, you've already received the promise, and His name is Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen? Listen, if you don't know Jesus Christ in here this morning, please don't leave this house. Don't leave the oasis, all right? Don't leave the oasis without diving in. You talked about streams in the desert, right? There's prophetic words about that, and I believe that's where this is. And there's a river running through here that God wants you to bask in this morning. But He wants you to walk in it all the days of your life, to take it with you. And so if you don't know Jesus Christ, after we close, please come up and see me, because we want to pray with you and encourage you. And, you know, with that, I know we spent a lot of time in prayer, but I believe it was needed. Can I encourage you? Monday morning, we'll be here at 6 o'clock, 6 to 7. I know a lot of people work and stuff, but if you can, join us. We've been having great times. And at night, 6 to 7. There was 38 people there the other night. Man, I'm telling you, we had a good time in the Lord, praying for people for healing and everything else. Right downstairs, come in the back door, 6 to 7, Monday through Friday. And then last night, we were here for an hour, just let worship. We had worship that was just going on, and we just prayed individually. And then we came together with what God spoke over us and what we heard. And one of the words that came, Megan said that she felt like God has been molding her, right? He's the potter and we're the clay. And where's Megan? Is she here today? Oh, okay. I just want to make sure you didn't join another church. And she said like God was molding her. And then because the timing, He didn't do what she wanted in the timing. All of a sudden, God folded some stuff in to reform. And I believe that's what God's doing with the church right now. I believe it's a word for the church. There's been a folding in and getting rid of some of the stuff that's been going on, some of the ways that we've been thinking, because God wants to reform that. He wants us to do things a little bit different in the house of God and in our houses of faith. Amen? I believe it's a time to press in and start to pray for that person of peace, right? In Matthew, it talks about looking for the person of peace. And I pray that all week long and all year, you start praying for that person of peace that God is preparing for you. Because nobody comes to the Father unless He draws them. Amen? Right. So He's already drawn somebody that you are to build into. Isn't that good news? You don't have to try to do it all. God's already working on them. God's already preparing them. All we have to do is listen to what He says and have the boldness and the courage to say, hey, listen. Now, don't ask, are you the person of peace? Yeah. You know, all right, let's not do that. But we start to build a relationship and watch as it unfolds and their lives are changed.
by the power of God through you. And everyone here is a candidate. Everyone here God wants to use. Stand up this morning. He said, for I've not found your deeds completed. Everybody, I don't care how young or old you are, your deeds are not completed yet. Doesn't matter how old. If you're still breathing, your deeds aren't done. If you can't get around so well, then you can pray. You can make phone calls. You can send out an email or text. They might not get what you write, but it might be censored. But they'll still get what you're going to put out there, all right? Hey, we're living in a different season and a different time, guys. They might do that, but can I tell you, your deeds aren't done yet. And they are magnificent acts of faith that God wants to do through you. They are not just walking around. They are watching people get delivered by the power of God's word through you. And your hands are weapons of warfare. Because when you grab a hold of someone else's hand, and that impartation of the love of God starts to fill their lives, that darkness starts to flee because of your obedience to the word of God and my obedience to the word of God. Your family that you've been praying for, God's taking care of them. He's taking care of them. Listen, you've got to know that. There's other families that have never heard. Let's go take care of them. Let's go find them. Let's pray this morning. Father, we thank you for the words that came forth this morning. Lord, that as each one prayed, well, it was prayed that when truth comes, it produces new heights in our lives. And Lord, that we're to step into that new height and we're to shout at it. And for the intercessors to arise, Lord, giving you our first fruits this year and walking in your plan, for your grace covers a multitude of sins. And Lord, as one said, we're to proclaim his name and watch the enemy fall and close the earthly eyes and open up the spiritual. Lord, your word has gone forth many different ways, and we've agreed that you're on that throne and our God is still seated. Everything is under control. The power has been given. Authority has been given to every single believer. Father, this morning we acknowledge the place of authority that you have given us. We acknowledge that we have been endued with power from on high according to your word. We agree this morning that the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us. And Lord, that as he leads, guides, and teaches us, that even when we're not sure, he's going to bring back to remembrance the words that we're supposed to speak. Father, we don't have any fear any longer, for you have called us to go out and proclaim Jesus Christ unto a lost and dying world. And Lord, let that be our heart's cry today. Let that be our heart's cry all week. Let that be our heart's cry the rest of our lives. Father, that we stop wasting our time on the things of this world which are perishing. And we grab a hold of the eternal truth and we walk it out in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the deliverances, for the healings, and for the salvations through the body of Christ this week. We agree that there are persons of peace that are waiting for us to come. Lord, show us their faces. Show us, oh God, that place that we're supposed to be. Holy Spirit, tell us to take a left turn and a right. We're going to be those that listen this time. When you say to turn off the television and sit with the word, we're going to walk in obedience this week, oh God. When you say, no, spend some time in prayer, Father, we're going to climb into that private place. We're going to climb into our closet, get away from everyone, and we're going to cry out to you and build a relationship that is so intimate that we never want to leave that place. Thank you, Father, for changing our hearts today through the power of your word and prayer. Oh, we give you the glory this morning, Lord. We give you the glory. And we're so thankful that you're not finished with us yet. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. We give you our lives for your purposes, for the souls of men and women out there. No matter what we have to walk through, oh, God, we've been prepared for times like this. And And we are those that you've called to lock arms and lead the whole world out of darkness into your marvelous light. Let each one stand and say, as for me and my house, oh, we're going to serve him all week. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the body of Christ, the army of God, the saints of God going forth in the power of God, manifesting your love and your presence, your mercy and your grace on the earth, so that every head bows and every knee bends to the Lord Jesus Christ. We honor you this morning. We love you, Lord. And we proclaim our freedom in you. In Jesus' name, amen.